Country Bob FM.
Time for the Friday Almanac. This might be the best one of the week. We'll wait and see.
Yeah.
Time will be the judge of that. Today is Friday, April 13th. Friday the 13th.
It doesn't concern me, really.
We haven't made a big deal about it.
No.
Some people do. Some people actually have crippling fear where they do not leave their house on this date. And if that's you, thank you for listening to Bob FM while you're cooped up in your house not wanting to leave for the fear of something bad happening. And if something does, you know, bad happen, I hope nothing horrible, but, you know, something, you know, small little fender bender, then you can blame it on Friday the 13th. You got to, I don't know, can you put that on your insurance claim?
I think so.
Do they cover Friday the 13th occurrences?
I would certainly think so.
State Farm probably does.
Yeah.
I don't know about some of those cheaper ones.
Geico.
Oh, my God. The new Geico commercial with McGruff. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's hilarious. McGruffy, have a tippy whippy.
Yeah.
You got to go tinky poo poo. Yeah.
They're having
whoever
at it.
Whoever came up with that is hilarious. That's good stuff right there. Kudos to your ad agency. So 1782 this state, Washington, D.C. was not the first city to be named after the father of our country. Did you know that?
What?
Washington, North Carolina was incorporated, thus becoming the first town to be named for George Washington.
I did not know that.
1782. Even more important, on this date, 14 years later, the first known elephant arrived in the United States.
Well, that's huge.
Maybe it arrived at the port, Washington, North Carolina, from Bengal, India.
Huh.
We finally got an elephant. They long wanted that, and of course, we had to wait until we defeated the British. They would have taxed the heck out of it.
Right.
Just imagine, I mean, tax on tea was high enough. Just think of the tax on an elephant.
Yeah, astronomical.
So, would have made it not feasible. 1902, James Cash and Carrie Penny opened his first store in Kemmerer, Wyoming.
Hmm.
Seems like they have one too many syllables there. Kemmerer, Wyoming. J.C. Penny, first store this day, 1902. J.C. Penny, they've seen Ward's go bye-bye. They've seen Sears go bye-bye. Kmart is struggling. But J.C. Penny's hanging on there. Hang on, J.C. Penny.
Yeah. I'm going to go there and buy a pair of Arizona brand jeans today.
Do it. Yeah. 1963, the all-time hit leader of all time, Pete Rose, got his first hit on this date. I believe it was a triple. He's playing for the Cincinnati Reds. Pete Rose, his first hit in the major leagues. But then, later in the day, he wasn't so successful as he failed to hit on a soft 17. So he got a hit earlier in the day, but he failed to hit on a soft 17.
Okay. I see.
That's a blackjack reference
for
you.
There you go. Okay.
Pete Rose gambling.
Well,
1963. 64.
The winner is Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier, first black actor to win an Academy Award in a major category. He won Best Actor for Lilies of the Field.
Historic.
It was historic.
And
he was a good actor.
Yes, he was.
You loved him as Mr. Tibbs.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
So that was 64, 1970.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Uh-oh.
We've had a main beam plus thunderbolt.
Roger, main beam interval.
They tried to stir the oxygen tank, and they had a main B interval. And that's not good.
No.
In NASA language, that is not good. And if you notice there, it's Houston, we've had a problem.
Not we have.
Right. Hollywood changed it to Houston, we have a problem. They went from past tense to present tense, which I don't know what the reason for that is. Did that make it a better line in the movie?
Yeah. Maybe.
Why would they change
history?
I don't
know why they would change that.
Why did they do that? But anyway, it was 1970 that happened.
They were on their way to the moon.
Yep. So the moon was gone. They lost the moon, as they said.
Around.
So they lost the moon. They had to turn around, and they had a slingshot, and they made it back safely.
Yeah, it was quite dramatic.
It was triumphant, too, for them to get back to Earth.
Yep.
Because they didn't think they would. 1970. 1979, the world's longest doubles ping pong match ended. After 101 hours, I'm going to buy a ping pong table. I don't think we have room downstairs because in the new home that we're moving to, but it's going to be in the garage.
There you go.
the garage. It's insulated and heated at the new place. So we're gonna have a ping pong. I need to have a ping pong table. I had one when I was a kid.
I did too.
And I got to have one again. I got the fever. I was at a party. I was at a party. My skills were rusty, but I still, I felt it. Mm-hmm. I kind of got the urge again. And horseshoe pits. Those are going out in the backyard. Nice. Got some plans, Neil.
I see that.
You got some plans.
Hey, you have to have a little tenement.
This ping pong match went 101 hours. Can you believe that?
That's a long time.
We won't be playing any matches at my house that long.
I hope not.
101 hours. Now, it doesn't say here whether they took breaks. I find it hard to believe that they played straight 101 hours.
They have to have at least a changing of side to side.
Let's move on to 86.
Yeah. Maybe. Yes, sir!
Let Vern Lundquist do the announcing, please. Jack Nicklaus, four shots back. That's the putt that gave him the lead.
Yeah.
For the outright lead, yes, sir. He did it, and he won his sixth Masters title.
That was
at the age of 46.
That pretty cool stuff right there.
Which, you know, everybody acted how old he was.
Right.
I'm older than that now.
Yeah.
Right? But at 46 on golf, you're like an old man.
That's too bad.
But that was a great charge. That's one of the most memorable golf moments of all time.
Yeah.
Him coming back the old Golden Bear. 1992, Crystal Pepsi begins test marketing.
Our second Crystal Pepsi reference.
Providence, Denver, and Dallas. Those three people, it was their fault that we had Crystal Pepsi, because if they would have shot it down and started dumping it and not buying it, then we wouldn't have had to deal with it.
Right.
I had it a couple of times, and it just didn't do anything for me.
No.
I like my soda with artificial color. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
Pauly Sorbate 80.
Bring it.
It adds a little zing.
Yeah,
bring it. That was 92. How about some more golf? 97.
There it is. A win for the ages.
Tiger Woods became the youngest winner. He beat out Seve Ballesteros, who before that was the youngest winner ever at the Masters. And Tiger was 21 years old. He shot 18 under par.
He won by a large margin.
Yeah, he won by, was it double digits? The next guy was maybe 10 or 11. Kite, I think, was, think about it. Tom Kite was the runner-up, I think, that year. I can't remember what he shot, but Tiger Woods at 21 years old, 8 under par, 1997. First of his, 14 majors?
Yep.
And I don't think, I'm one of those that I don't think he's going to win another one. He'll win more tournaments. I just think majors are too tough.
It'll be.
It showed at the Masters this year. He'd been playing as well as he had been playing since all the issues, but could not get it done. 2009, here this date, this was kind of a big event.
Guilty of the crime of second-degree murder of Lana Clarkson.
Spector showed no emotion as he was found guilty of second-degree murder in the death of Lana Clarkson, a sometime actress and restaurant hostess whom Spector had just met on the night of February 3rd.
Phil Spector, this date, was found guilty, so he went from the wall of sound to prison walls on this date, 2009, for music producer.
He had that coming at that point.
And then 2 years later...
Baseball's home run king walked out of court a convicted felon.
Thank you.
Convicted of obstructing justice. Bonds, a seven-time MVP, sat without emotion as the verdict was read.
He was convicted of the obstruction of justice, but he wasn't convicted of... Because he is...
A cheater.
Yes. Yeah. The whole steroids thing, they weren't able to convict him on that, but at least they got him on the obstruction of justice. And what was he sentenced to? Did he do any? He didn't do any time.
I don't
time,
think
did
he did any time. No.
And that's unfortunate. Yeah. But he couldn't get his head through the jail door.
He was sentenced to a slap and a hair pull.
That was 2011, and then 2017. We used the mother of all bombs on this date a year ago. U.S. military arsenal using the largest non-nuclear bomb that we had on an ISIS target in East Afghanistan. More than 20,000-pound mother of all bombs. It's big.
Yeah,
it's huge.
Yeah.
They delivered it using elephant. Maybe the first one that showed up on U.S. shores on this date.
Could have been.
So that was 2017. Birthdays.
I'm going to meet him at the old Virginia stable near Fort Myer.
No, it's too dangerous.
War is dangerous, Diana.
Steve Trevor knows.
He knows.
Steve Trevor, Lyle Wagner is 83. Little did he know that he had Wonder Woman right there. And it wasn't as dangerous as long as he had Diana Prince as Wonder Woman. And Lyle Wagner still going strong, still looking great. Boy, he's got the great hair. It's a little gray.
He had great hair.
83. And put him down on the list of actors that could not help themselves laughing when Tim Conway was on stage with him on the Carol Burnett Show.
Right.
There is the bit where Lyle Wagner was the prisoner, and Tim Conway came in as the best, world's greatest interrogator, and he brought out a puppet of Hitler. Oh, I mean, you probably couldn't get away with that now.
No.
But it's still a touchy subject. It's Tim Conway. He can do anything and make you laugh. So, Lyle Wagner, happy birthday. He is 83. Paul Sorvino.
Just stay away from the garbage, you know what I mean.
What, Paulie?
I'm not talking about what you did inside. You did what you had to do. I'm talking about now. From now, here and now.
He was Paulie in Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah.
Made a great gangsta.
Yes, he did.
And a mob guy. And he's the father of Miro Sorvino. Mm-hmm. Paul Sorvino, 79. How about this song? You got to fly now?
Uh-huh.
Theme from Rocky, the guy who gave us that song, Bill Conti,
is
76 today. Yesterday we had Lumpy, today we have Wally.
Boy, Beaver, wait till the guys find out you were hanging around with a girl. Boy, they'll really give you the business.
Wait for it now, we're going to get some.
The guys don't give you the business.
Well, that's because I'm in high school. You can do a lot of stuff in high school without getting the business.
Boy, did Wally know what was going on.
Yeah.
He had it figured out. And we got a fortuitous, a gratuitous, and a fortunate G. Wally out of the whole thing.
Yeah,
it was great to get that. That was,
that was awesome.
Exactly. So we got a little beaver cleaver in there as a bonus. So Tony Dow, how old is he? 73 today.
Wow.
For Wally Cleaver.
Hard to picture.
Wally is 73. Don't you know that I'm still in love? Shut up and love with you. Yeah. The Reverend Al Green.
Very nice.
Let's stay together. I'm still in love with you. Songwriters Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Gospel Music Hall of Fame.
Talented guy.
He's a Hall of Fame guy.
He's good.
72 today.
You like your rock soft.
This is a soft one. Roberta Flack and Peebo Bryson.
Wow.
And it is Peebo Bryson's birthday, not Roberta Flack. Peebo Bryson is 67. Max Weinberg. He was with Bruce Springsteen, and then he was the drummer for Late Night with Conan O'Brien.
Sure.
Max Weinberg is 67. Here this morning, we remember a mostly easy-to-forget SNL cast member from the 80s, but this guy did an unforgettable impression of Walter Mondale.
This is the land of a thousand lakes, and I have a responsibility to the hunters and the fishermen out there to provide this service. I'd be letting them down, Joan, and I can't do that.
You would have made a good president, Walter. I'm sorry now that I didn't vote for you.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus there is Joan Mondale. We're talking about Gary Kroger from SNL, 61. Also, one of his famous bits and skits was the Gumby Christmas special.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's Donnie. And then Julia Louis-Dreyfus playing Marie, and they're singing, and then they start making out.
Oh, yeah,
Gumby goes,
right.
Donnie and Marie, please. Anyway, Gary Kroger is 61. She is the new Fanny Flagg. Carolyn Ray is 54. She's on the Match Game a lot, and she's pretty much the modern-day Fanny Flagg. Happy birthday, 54. You're a big DL3 guy. Davis
Yes,
Love III.
Yes, I am.
54. Captained the Ryder Cup to a championship right here at Hazeltine.
Sure.
He's 54.
He is a pretty good player.
He is Rick. Don't call me Ricky Schroeder.
Derek, I think for athlete's foot, it's finally spread to your brain.
Have you ever had athlete's foot spread to your brain?
Not all that way. No, it usually stopped at my knee.
It's not publicized much, but it does happen.
Mm.
And Ricky Schroeder there from Silver Spoons, he's 48. But
I like them in Lonesome Dove.
He's good in The Champ, too,
as
a child actor. But again, on Silver Spoons, anytime Jason Bateman was in a scene, he stole the scene, even from the great Ricky Schroeder. who's 48 today.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita.
Bill Clinton didn't like this song. A little bit of Monica thing did not play with him very well. So Lou Bega, who did Mambo, ladies and gentlemen, Mambo number 5. Lou Bega, 43. You've heard this, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's a good wedding dance song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's 43 today.
All right. Gone but not forgotten. We have former president of our United States, Thomas Jefferson, was born on this day, 1743 for our 1, 2, 3, 3rd president.
I always like to call him number 3.
Yeah. And then we have we had a reference to JCPenney. We also have a reference to F.W. Woolworth. He founded the Woolworth Company, the Five and Dime. You know, he was the guy. F.W.
Not around anymore.
No, Woolworths are gone.
Who bought them out, or did they just kind of disappear?
I don't know.
Walgreens buy them out? Or
Rexall.
CVS or Rexall?
Yeah. Woolworth, F.W., was born on this day, 1852. He is known as Butch Cassidy. His real name was Robert Earl Parker. He had a brief stint as a butcher in a butcher shop, which is where he required the nickname Butch. Cassidy, a guy by the name of Mike Cassidy, was like his mentor. So he took the name Butch Cassidy and became a fine criminal. He, he ran around with the Wild Bunch and then got into Bolivia with William Longbaugh as the Sundance Kid, and they got shot down. Butch Cassidy was born on this day, 1866. We would not have Scrabble, the board game, without inventor Alfred M. Butts. He was born on this day, 1899. Actor Howard Keel.
Bless your beautiful hide, wherever you may be. We ain't met yet, but I'm willing to bet you're the gal for me.
That's my pickup line back in the day. Bless your beautiful hide. That's what I would say. I'd sidle on up to the bar to a lady, and I'd go, bless your beautiful hide.
No wonder you were single for so long.
Exactly.
Yeah. Howard Keel's a great singer. He was in Oklahoma, Showboat, and then he appeared in the TV series Dallas. That was from Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, right?
Correct.
That one there. 1919 for the great singer Howard Keel. He was Maxwell Smart.
Oh, yes, I remember now. Missed it by that much.
He had some good bits. He had the missed it by that much, and of course the Would You Believe is a classic as well.
99? Don Adams was born on this day, 1923. He was Emmy Award-winning actor. He did some voice work. Right? I mean, he was Tennessee.
Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, and on Tennessee Tuxedo as well. But Get Smart is where we remember him perhaps most fondly. Don Adams, born on this day, 1923. And who else did we have? We've got Little Feat's Lowell George, 1945. We got a dude from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm not a, I don't know much of their music. 1962.
Love music starting. It's kind of like the Academy Awards.
Yeah,
once the music starts, it's time to get off the stage.
These other ones, not important.
They're all gone, but not forgotten. And that's your almanac.
You always had an eye for things that glitter.